Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke, and I'm pretty psyched to share this week's topic. Since this show is all about helping travelers find new travel experiences, I'm pretty sure I've delivered with this list of places and activities. So without further ado, I unveil to you this week's special topic, 8 Uber Adventure Destinations. And number one on my list is Sri Lanka. This Asian country here has a bit of everything. It would surprise you to know it's one of the top 5 biodiversity hotspots in the world. It has close to 100 species of mammals, like sloth bears, leopards, sambars, elephants, the purple-faced langur, wild buffalo, all kinds of wildlife there. It has more than 400 species of birds and 26 species of whales, which makes it one of the best whale-watching places in the world. There's lots here, though, besides wildlife, such as ancient cities, temples, and 8 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And the adventure activities are plentiful here. We're talking snorkeling, surfing, scuba diving, windsurfing, horseback and elephantback safaris, and trekking. And best of all, it's not on the radar of most tourists, so you'll be able to fully appreciate its pristine beaches, lagoons, waterfalls, mountains, and jungles. So number one on my list was Sri Lanka. Number two is Madagascar, which is in Africa. And I will tell you, it's actually on my bucket list. It's a place I haven't been yet, and I really want to go. Let me tell you some of the reasons why. It's been dubbed the 8th continent of the world. It's located off the east coast of Africa in the Indian Ocean, and it offers a unique ecosystem. It's actually the 4th largest island in the world with a population of 22 million. It's home to thousands of wildlife species, 90 of which are indigenous only to this island. It means you're not going to find them anywhere else in the world. And the same thing, less than 10% of its plants and trees, like the beautiful baobab tree, can be found anywhere else. Madagascar has 103 rare and endangered lemur species. And, you know, I can only name probably about 12 or 13 of them, so that's pretty amazing there. And on this island, you'll find beaches, rainforest, and a huge national park that's also on the UNESCO World Heritage Site. And you'll find lots of adventure activities, of course. You'll find wildlife safaris, kite surfing, you name it. So that's definitely something that I wanted to put on the list here. Number three on the list is a country in Asia. It is Mongolia. And Mongolia, if you're not aware of it, is located smack dab between Russia and China, where it has a largely nomadic population. But it has much to appeal to the adventure traveler, including camel treks into the Gobi, reindeer herding. Now, how many places in the world can you go and do that, I ask? And a huge annual festival every July. And some of the few tour operators that do offer trips to Mongolia always offer one that includes this festival, as well as some other times of the year, because it's a pretty big deal. Also, a lot of highlights of going there would be they have a lot of really quaint little mountain villages, unique museums, of course the Flaming Cliffs, and they have waterfalls and national parks and just incredibly impressive monasteries, just ancient mountaintop monasteries and all. And there's a lot of different ways you can go. You can choose from an overland trip where you go by jeep or truck throughout the country, and you can also choose, which I think this would be really cool, is a Trans-Siberian rail trip. But no matter what you do, one of the things you have to do as a tourist is spend the night in a GER. That's one of the Mongolian traditional huts, because remember I said a lot of those are largely nomadic populations. So this is the traditional housing. So that's an experience every adventurer's got to have, right? So there you go. Number four on my list is the Azores. That is in the Mediterranean, located 1,000 miles west of Portugal, lies this unspoiled archipelago. And it actually is 9 incredible islands filled with all kinds of stuff, ranging from geysers to thermal pools. And here you'll see whales and dolphins galore. And in addition to all every kind of water activity you could name, from fishing to yachting, adventurers can also go parasailing, bird watching, and biking. Those are big activities here. And so that's number four on my list. Number five on my list is Namibia. That's an African country and I think one of the ultimate adventure destinations. And you don't hear a lot about this, unfortunately, because what you tend to hear about is Kenya, Tanzania, and South Africa, a little bit about Zimbabwe, but mostly those. But Namibia is really an incredible place there, and it offers everything adventure travelers could dream of, from hot air ballooning to sand skiing. And some of the highlights that you would experience while you're here is you're good to go see a ghost town. You'll see extraordinary rock art. Of course, there's the Cape Cross. There is a castle, sort of a mysterious story behind the castle there. Hiking at Waterberg Plateau, Namib Desert Trips, and, of course, a highlight would be the Skeleton Coast National Park. So, number five on the list, the African country of Namibia. Number six, Greenland. Now, you know this is in the Arctic Circle, and, of course, I've spent time in the Arctic Circle, so I had to put that on my list. And if you're saying that you thought Iceland was the place to go in the Arctic Circle, no, Iceland is so 5 minutes ago. If you really want to go off the beaten path, Greenland is the place. Now, Iceland is still a good place to go, but Greenland is really less traveled to. It's more remote. It's a really interesting experience there, and it has so much to offer that you just don't think of there. Of course, a lot of snow, a lot of ice, so that creates beautiful glaciers and icebergs and fjords, but they also have whales and the polar bears. They have remote islands, just really picturesque little places, and of course, you'll see the Inuit villages, the little Eskimo villages, and the Northern Lights can be viewed from here. And any winter activity that you can think of can be achieved here, such as dog sledding, snowmobiling, and mountaineering. So lots there, and there's different ways you can go and experience this. You can take the cruises, the Arctic Circle cruises, or you can also take a land tour where you come in and you're on the boat some, but not the whole time. So there's different ways to go about this, but a really interesting experience, especially for people that have done so many other things and haven't seen the Arctic Circle yet. It's really worthwhile. Number six on the list is a Central America country. It's Nicaragua. And it really is surprising to people when I tell them about the beautiful beach resorts and eco-lodges that they have scattered around Nicaragua. And they do that because they have so many things to offer for adventure travelers. I mean, you know, we're talking they have rainforest exploration, they've got surfing, excellent fishing, kayaking, mountain climbing, I mean, just all kinds of stuff, or just swimming, snorkeling, and sunning at one of their beautiful beaches there, like Monte Melar. There's also other things you might not think about. There's big, beautiful banana plantations. And there's lots of wildlife, birds, tons of birds and monkeys and so forth. There's a biosphere reserve. And Granada offers nightlife, culture, lots of historical buildings and sites. So there's just a bit of everything there. But it has far more to offer, I think, than people realize from a developing country. It's really emerging as a nice spot to go. So number seven on my list, Patagonia, South America. Actually, Patagonia is a sparsely populated region at the southern end of South America, and it's shared by Argentina and Chile via the Patagonian Corridor. That's what they call it. and the region comprises the southern section of the Andes Mountains, as well as the deserts, steppes, and grasslands east of the southern portion of the Andes. Patagonia has two coasts, a western one towards the Pacific Ocean and an eastern one towards the Atlantic Ocean. And Patagonia really mostly appeals most to hikers. I think a lot of people can appreciate it there, but it's a very popular hiking destination for those who know about it. Hikers are rewarded with breathtaking scenery. It's just got beautiful, beautiful everywhere you look when you get out exploring. So that's a really good thing for that. The number eight, last but certainly not least on my list, is the Galapagos Islands. Now, you know, the Galapagos Islands, everybody knows, the big turtles. They're 600 miles west of South America. They actually belong to Ecuador. And it's an archipelago, and it's comprised of 13 large islands and 6 smaller ones. But I wasn't aware of this, but all total, they extend 20,000 square miles in the Pacific Ocean. So it's quite extensive to it there. And so when you go on these trips, obviously you can only see a small part of that. The reason why this is on my list, because everyone knows about the sailing excursions. You get on the boat, you go around the islands and yada yada, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the new way to do the Galapagos. They have now what they're mostly land tours rather than mostly boat tours, which is good news for all you land lovers. So that's a bit of a difference there. And they're also focused more on multi-sport. You don't just look at turtles and hear about flora and fauna. You're doing active, adventurous stuff. I'm talking about hiking volcanoes, active volcanoes, I should tell you, biking wetlands, kayaking with sea turtles, and snorkeling with sea lions. So a much more adventurous spin even for an adventure trip there. So those are my eight picks for what I call Uber adventure destinations. So I was just thrilled to be able to share those with you for other travelers like me who like to go off the beaten path. So I hope that this show has given you some good ideas here and maybe even inspired you to take a trip into one of these extraordinary places. And if you're going, if you like to go to one of these places, I recommend that you use a tour operator or an outfitter rather than just trying to put something together on your own. The reason being, these are highly specialized itineraries, and they're to places that are, for the most part, not attuned to tourists. And so I think it would just behoove you to put yourself in the hands of a reputable operator who works with the local people and knows the ins and outs, and we'll make sure that your trip goes smoothly and that you hit all the highlights and that everything is as it should be. So that's my advice. And you can find a list and a link to my recommendations. There are certain companies that are very good I love their itineraries to these trips and their experience and all, very reputable and all. And so I have put a list of that on my website. And so you can find that there under www.terrencetalkstravel.com. And that is TerrencetalkstraVel.com, TerrencetalkstraVel.com. And you also might want to subscribe to my travel blog, which will always let you know when the next show is coming out, what my latest travel warnings and travel information and all the different things I put out every week. That lets you know that. And it also lets you know about my trip pick of the week, which is a really fun thing. And also you'll just find hundreds of free travel reports on there. So I think it's a good thing just because if you just subscribe to it, then you don't have to do anything else. You won't have to bookmark it or keep checking back or anything. You'll just get a weekly thing that'll tell you the latest news. So that's something I think is a good thing. But now I'm going to conclude this show so that you can get on with planning your next adventure. I don't want to hold you up. So I'll be back soon, however, with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures. So stay tuned.